Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Does anybody know where that came from? Lots of people. We know that news of what happened as a result of Senator Mitch McConnell talking about what he had done to Senator Elizabeth Warren. But I think there's some clue in that as to what it means that Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. Where at the end of the passage that we read today, he says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect." What do you think of when you think of perfect? Children, any thoughts? Oh, anybody? What? I'm sorry?
Flawless.
Okay. Anything else? Without sin. Holy. Jesus. Perfect.
Impossible.
Impossible. This particular word that's used for perfect in this text really means reaching for a goal. Reaching toward the goal of life in a deep relationship with God. Reaching for a maturity. Growing in our maturity is what it means to live as men and women, boys and girls of God. I think of perfect in the same way that you described. But it was helpful for me to hear this understanding of perfect. I think Jesus understands that it's impossible for us to be perfect in the way that we understand perfect to be. But he calls us to a persistence in pursuing the goal of a deeper relationship with God. There are some examples of people in the Bible whom I know about or whom I go to as far as persistence is concerned. And one of them was the woman who continued to follow Jesus and just reach out to touch his robe for the healing that she really needed. Or I think about the woman who spent so much time in persisting to find the coin that was lost. Or the woman who came and wet Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. Or the woman who accepted all of the judging eyes of people as she walked into the temple and gave everything that she had. Notice that all of them were women. Kind of interesting. Jesus, who continues to persist in his mission against all of the forces that were extant at the time, in order that he might go to the cross and the empty tomb for you and me. Many of you know Jan and Mark Rook and their granddaughter, Maddie. Maddie was in a terrible accident on July 31st after being in church here with her sisters on that day. And that terrible accident took both of her sisters. They were both killed. After that accident, she had an internal decapitation. She had compound fractures in her legs. She had an amputation of most of her right foot, and she had long time in the hospital, continued time of therapy. She continues to go through that therapy, and now she's working in order that she might be able to walk with the prosthesis that she has been given. She goes to school part-time, and she, along with her parents, still mourn her two sisters. But they continue to move forward in the life that they have. Nevertheless, she persisted. I am aware that in my own life, I have not reached that maturity of what it is to have that life in Christ. I think, and maybe many of us may feel that too, that we continue to persist, though there are times that we don't. Continue to persist in what it means to be Christ-like in my life. But I have to admit that it is unreasonable for me and almost impossible for me to love my enemies. Think of your enemies. Do we love them? I find it much easier for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I find it much easier to take some revenge. If someone has hurt me, I want to make it right by hurting them in the same way. But as I turn away from what Christ is saying in terms of loving my enemies, then I find myself being an enemy of Christ. And I'm putting myself outside of the kingdom of heaven. But if we continue to pursue the idea of revenge in our lives and in the world around us, and try to get back at everybody who does something to us, then we are no better than they. And life gets very, very combative. But I am aware that this text has been used in the past against those who are abused physically, sexually, emotionally, telling them, go ahead, you just have to take it. And I think about people, women who have to deal with sexism every day. I think about people in the LGBT community who have to deal with prejudice every day. I think about people who have to deal with racism every day. And I don't believe that Jesus is looking at us to be doormats, to just take whatever comes. And yet, I think he calls us to the struggle of persisting in what it means in the midst of all of our conflicts to be that follower of Christ. For the one who has gone all the way to the cross to forgive and heal us and give us new life is the one who took great abuse in his own life as well. We live in a world that is dreadfully imperfect, broken, troubled. And there are many people, or we can see in our own lives, in our own way, we can see how there are those who believe that if you have the bigger weapons, If you have the weapons of retribution, if you have the weapons of vengeance, then you win. What Jesus is saying, that's not anything to be looking for. He puts in our heads and in our hearts an understanding of that there is a new way to live and to love in the world that includes loving our enemies, doing things that we think might be impossible, but it is the only way in which there can be new life in us and in the whole world. Jesus was told. He was given an explanation. Nevertheless, he persisted in going all the way to the cross for you and me. Jesus was told. He was given an explanation. Nevertheless, he persisted in forgiving us and drawing us close to himself. Jesus was told. He was given an explanation. Nevertheless, he persists in coming alongside each of us, no matter what our struggle, no matter what our pain, our brokenness, our sadness, our grief, and lets us know that we are not alone. Nevertheless, Jesus persists in drawing us to himself at the table, of feeding us with his own body and blood, of forgiving us and drawing us together with one another, there to live together in this world in ways that reflect that love that is beyond our understanding. Nevertheless, Jesus persists in sending us out to be forgivers and lovers and carers for all people who are in need of our love and new life. So, we've been told. We've been given an explanation. And may it be said of us, nevertheless, they persisted in sharing the love of Christ with a broken world that needs to be healed. In Jesus' name, amen.